Do you struggle with unexplainable feelings sometimes? Do you struggle with all of a sudden having a thought in your head and you're like, wait a minute, I don't want to do this, or I'm not really thinking this? Do you struggle with sitting with people or large crowds and afterwards when you come home you feel so bad and so drained? Well, my love, unfortunately, you don't know how to protect your energy. I will explain to you in this video how you can protect your energy, what you should be aware of, and also how important it is that you're aware of these things. Hi guys, my name is Liz and welcome back to my channel. Okay, let's get right into it. First things first, understand that your thoughts are sometimes not yours. So first thing is, without getting spiritual, your thoughts can come from your parents, your thoughts can come from your environment, your teacher, your friends, whatever. Like, the way you think about life, the way you think about things can come from those people, but it's not necessarily how you feel about those things. You just took that opinion from the people around you and you made it your own. But you shouldn't do that, because sometimes it's not the right opinion and you can feel when it's not the right opinion. So you can actually distance yourself and be like, you know what, I don't think that way. And you don't have to think that way. You have the power to think for yourself. And the most confident people and the people that believe in themselves always think for themselves. We also have our own intuition. When you have a certain way of thinking, right? Maybe it's your culture or whatever. You have to sit and you have to think, okay, is this really how I feel? Ask yourself, is this how I feel about this subject? Is this what I believe in? If it's a yes, it's a yes. But if it's a no, it's okay. You can have your own opinion. You can have your own thoughts. You don't have to take other people's thinking or other people's thoughts. Now, with getting spiritual, your thoughts can also come from entities. Entities are not demons. Entities are basically spirits that, basically humans that have died, but their soul and spirit still hasn't moved on yet. Because either they're scared to move on, because they're scared of religion, they think they will go to hell and whatever will happen, so they haven't moved on, so they're still on earth. Or they're literally like still seeking revenge on earth for whatever happened in their lifetime, so they don't move on. And the ones that are seeking revenge are the dangerous ones, because they like to influence people in a negative way. See, there's lots of ways that entities can latch onto you, but I will discuss that later in the video. But right now, for me, for example, when you are in a very depressive and traumatized state, like I was, when I was in my depression for 2 years, like severe depression, I noticed that what I was thinking were not my thoughts, and I even got scared, because I used to really not believe in these things. I mean, I've experienced a lot of paranormal things that are unexplainable my whole life, literally. But this was like, ooh, okay, Liz, now you have to watch out. Because when you are very depressed, when you are stuck in your trauma, you're vibrating on a low level. When you're vibrating on a low level, it's easier for an entity to latch onto you. When you are vibrating high, you're working towards healing, you're working on bettering yourself, you're like finding joy again in life, you're just being positive, you're like looking at life in a brighter way, they almost cannot attach to you. It's impossible, because you're very protected in that state. Obviously, when I was going through my trauma and my depression, I was in a very, very low vibrational state. So one day I literally had like, I woke up and all of a sudden I have this thought in my head, but Liz, just jump out of the window. And I was like, huh? I was like, I know for sure I'm not thinking this. I'm not thinking this right now, you know? And then it was like, jump out. It's just next to you, jump out of the window. And then I literally started contemplating, like, should I jump out? Am I really thinking this right now? And then I understood I was not thinking this. This was not me. This was something outside of myself. So then I was like, no, Liz, literally calm down right now. Don't do anything. So what I did, because the voice would not stop, is I went into the shower. I took a cold shower over myself until it stopped. Then it just went away. And then another day I woke up and I used to have a fake account back in the day where I just would follow random accounts. And I was like just scrolling on Instagram like usual. And all of a sudden I have this thought in my head, oh, this person is so ugly. This person is so bad. I hate this person. This person is bad. Oh, and so many negative things after each other. Then again, I realized these are not my thoughts. Again, I went into the shower. I took a cold shower over myself. But then I started to realize, Liz, you are in a vulnerable state. you have to be very careful of the things you're thinking of. Same way it happened with a friend of mine. She was in a very, very depressed state, and I took her to my therapist for soul healing or whatever. And my therapist also told her, listen, watch out for the things you're thinking, because your thoughts are not yours. There's now lots of entities around you, and you need to be careful. When you are even looking at someone or talking to them, and all of a sudden you start to get like nasty thoughts about them or like bad thoughts, understand when those thoughts are not yours. You have to ask yourself in that moment, is this what I'm thinking right now? Is this really what I want right now? Ask yourself these questions, and your intuition will give you the answer. Another thing is, understand when your energy is not yours. I have, ever since I was young, been a person that could feel energies from people. I didn't know what it was. I didn't know what I was doing, whatever, but I could feel it. And I knew it was not something normal. Like, for example, I had two friends when I was younger. I was 8 or 10 years old then. And when they would talk to me, I knew when they had gossiped about me. I just knew. I knew when someone was like having not good intentions with me, I knew, I could feel it. When I became older, it started to get more and more intense. So when I have friends, and she was so nice to me, she was so good at saying all the right things, I could feel it was not a good person. And then I would ignore it, because I would feel like, let me give the benefit of the doubt. But then at the end, I was right. Like, everything I was feeling was right. But I just like let my thinking manipulate me. But now, when I started to remove my traumas, and I had lots of spiritual awakenings, and I did soul healings, my intuition became very strong, to a point where when I walk into a room, I can feel the energy of the room. When I meet someone, I just look at them, I can feel their aura, and I can feel their energy. When this started to happen to me in an intense way, I didn't know how to handle it. So what I would do is, I would go home and I would lock myself in my apartment. I would not leave. I could not be around a lot of people because it was draining me. What was I doing? I was taking on people's energies. I was taking on all their hurt, trauma, whatever. I was taking it with me. I would come home and I would be depressed. And then I understood, okay, I need to know how to protect myself. I had the same thing actually a few weeks ago with a friend when I met up with her. I was like, I was just normal when I was going to her. I was feeling good about myself. I was very happy. I went to her. I was still happy. Then all of a sudden we start talking, and then I start to feel like, oh, I'm getting very insecure. I'm feeling desperate. And then I'm like, where is this coming from? Like, why am I feeling this way right now? You know, I literally don't feel like this. And then I understood, oh, okay, I'm picking up on her energy. Those are not my feelings. And this is what I need you to do right now, if you're in this situation. Don't take other people's energies as your own. So I want you to track yourself when you go out. So when you go out, I want you to notice this. Before you're leaving your house, how do you feel? So ask yourself, okay, how do I feel? I feel good, I feel pretty, I feel whatever, you know, I feel joyful, yeah. Then you go sit with that person. How do you feel afterwards? Do you feel bad? Do you feel drained? Do you feel whatever they're feeling? What is going on? So when nothing has happened with that person, you just had a normal interaction, and afterwards you feel somehow bad, then that means you had an energy exchange. It's good that you notice in the moment that, oh, okay, it's not mine. I don't have to take it as mine. It's theirs. What you can do is, first of all, prayer, right? Basically, you don't have to like pray a specific way. People think like, oh, I have to do this and that, and I have to, no. When you are asking God for something, when you're calling upon God and you're asking him for something like, God, please protect me, that's a prayer. Literally saying, God, please protect me, is a prayer, okay? So just mention God. Make sure every single day you mention God. So even if it's the universe, it doesn't matter. Ask, okay? There are like angels, guides, God, they're listening to you, okay? Ask for whatever you want, ask. So before I leave the house, I always say, I'm divinely guided and I'm divinely protected, and God, please protect me. And then also, after you had that interaction with that friend, that person, maybe your family member, it can be anyone, right? When you had that interaction, what I do is I go home and I sage myself. Now, I don't know, like, I used to have Palo Santo. It's like a holy wood from a tree. And I used to do that, and it's also very good for inner healing and healing your space. But sage is also very strong. It's good to cleanse your space. It's good to cleanse yourself. Like even my my therapist, she uses sage to cleanse a house when there's entities in the house. So saging yourself after you had the interaction, you will feel much lighter. And then as well, say this mantra: I call back all my power from all people, places, and situations that have been stealing it without my consent now. And I give back any power and energy that is not mine to carry. You say that. You have to say that before you sleep. You have to say that after an interaction. You even have to say that when you wake up. So you basically call your power back to you. Another thing is, don't fear things that were never meant for you. I had this nail lady come to my house one time and we were talking, whatever. And then she basically complimented me on something. And I told her, I'm like, yeah, I love your glasses. You know, she had such nice glasses. They were like funny. And she basically said to me, oh, thank you so much. She's like, but I'm wearing these because I'm so scared of getting glaucoma in her eyes. And I'm like, what do you mean? And then she's like, yeah, basically my mom got glaucoma and she went completely blind now. And the doctors have told me that it's in the DNA and that it's also possible for me to get it. So she's like, that's why I'm really scared. And that's why I always try to wear my glasses because I don't want to get glaucoma. And then I literally looked at her and I said, listen, just because your mom got something doesn't mean that you're going to get that same disease, okay? Doctors, they will say, oh yeah, just in DNA, you will get it. But you're going to manifest that for yourself with your fear. Fear is a very strong emotion. When we fear something, we attract it, okay? So you constantly thinking, oh my God, I'm going to get the same disease, whatever. And it's constantly living in your head. You're already creating that disease when it doesn't even exist. I told her, it's very sad what happened to your mother, but somehow that was meant to happen for her soul in this lifetime. For whatever reason, it was meant to happen for her. There is a lesson there. There's something there, you know? But just because that was your mom's sole purpose doesn't mean it's yours. You guys need to stop thinking just because we're family, just because we're related, the same thing has happened. We're not, we're all separate souls, okay? We all have our separate mission on earth. What happens to another soul, even though they are your mother in this lifetime, doesn't mean it has to happen to you. So stop taking on other people's diseases, other people's fear of things as yours. It's not yours. I had a friend one time and she went to a tarot reader, and this tarot reader had told her like, yeah, watch out for cars because you might pass in a car accident, right? And then she was like, Liz, yeah, that's why I'm so afraid of cars, this and that. And I told her, listen, that tarot reader doesn't know what she's talking about. You right now are manifesting a car accident for yourself because you're living with that fear. You're avoiding cars everywhere because you think like, oh my God, this might happen because a tarot reader said it. But you create your reality, and this is what you're creating for yourself right now. Because even though the car accident didn't happen, every single day you're living in a state of mind that a car accident is going to happen. So your body is starting to believe that a car accident will happen when it was never meant for you. Stop taking on other people's fears. Stop taking on other people's problems. They're not yours, honey. See, what we don't understand yet, we are our biggest enemies. We are our biggest enemies. We are the ones that judge ourselves. We are the ones that put ourselves in bad situations. But that's why I need you guys to realize you guys have the power to get yourself out of it as well. Stop thinking that life is just a set way. We have the power to make it go the way that we want it to go. But for that to happen, you have to realize that you're in control of your life. Also had like lots of like female family members. They're like, oh, love is just not for me. Oh, men are not good to me. Oh, I never find a good man. Honey, you will not find a good man. Look how you're talking. This is how, what you're constantly telling yourself. I will never find a good man. Love is not for me. You're repeating these affirmations in your head. How will your reality look then? Of course you will attract bad men. Of course you will not attract love. You're not even open to attract love. So be careful what you're putting into your mind. Be careful of these things. Not engage in negative news, with negative people, with negative media. Listen to me, okay? You guys are constantly watching negative videos. You guys are constantly reading news that is so negative, filled with so many lies as well. And you are like engaging with negative people back and forth constantly. They're just trauma dumping on you. You constantly feel bad after talking to them. Do you guys realize you don't have to do that? Like, do we realize we don't have to do that? You can say, no, I don't want to see this. Listen, you want to watch the news. I get it. You don't want to be ignorant. Okay, that's fine. You can watch the news. But if you're constantly, imagine you wake up, you're looking at the news, it's negative. You're looking at social media, it's negative. What does that put you in? A low vibrational state. Now you might think, why would they do that? Because they want to control you. Shocking. Higher up people, the leaders want to control you. And that's why people need to be in a low vibrational state. When people are vibrating low, first of all, entities cannot get attached to them. And second of all, you are not powerful. You will not be conscious. You will not be able to think for yourself. So higher ups don't want you to think for yourself. They want you to be like a slave. So in order to keep you there, they try to be as negative as possible so you feel bad. Another thing is with negative people. You know, if you have negative friends, if you have negative family members, it's okay to say, you know what? I don't want to listen to this right now. I literally had a family member who would constantly tell me over and over again their traumas, to a point that I said, you know what? I don't want to listen to this anymore. Go to a therapist, literally, because I'm tired of this. I feel so bad. I cannot carry this. I'm already carrying my own stuff, my own traumas, and I'm trying to get rid of them. I cannot carry yours. I don't have space right now, you know? So then I literally told them, please go to therapy and try to do something about it. Like, therapists, literally, it's their job to listen to you. It's their job to try to help you, right? So then they did that and they got much better and they literally feel better. Because saying it to me and me listening over and over and over again and giving you advice, but you not listening to me will not help. And I cannot help others if I can't help myself first. So I need to make sure that I'm in a good state of mind so I can help other people. I cannot afford to be down and low vibrational and not feeling good because of other people. I can't. And it's the same with negative comments or haters and whatever. Don't listen to these people. They are not even people to me. I swear, when I see a hate comment, I just see this. Please give me your energy. So with them, I don't even rate them, like, at all. To me, they're just gremlins, okay? Don't listen to gremlins, literally. Don't listen to haters. Don't listen to negative people, because again, your energy is going there. Honey, protect your energy. Your energy is yours, okay? Your energy is you. Yours, and for your loved ones and people that appreciate you and love you, and not for people that want to suck it out of you and dream. Do not kiss or sleep with random people. Okay, why do I say this? Again, this is a way where entities can get attached to you. I see when people say, like, for example, to men, like, oh yeah, you should have so many women, you should sleep around, this and that, that's the life, how to be, you know, all these alpha males. This is the dumbest thing you can do as a man. And honestly, I believe that these guys are literally trying to make men weak. I had this friend once, and she had like a boyfriend, a guy she was seeing, and they would hook up constantly. And then she said, ever since I started seeing him, I started to have like lots of sleep paralysis. She's like, I started to see like weird stuff, like things started to move in my room, all these things. And I told her, can you ask the guy that you're sleeping with if he has ever experienced something paranormal or something weird, you know? Obviously, she was not going to ask him, hey, do you have entities, whatever. Then she asked him that. And the guy, you know what he said? Yeah, you know, he's like, at night, I see like shadows standing in my room, but they have no head. And I told this girl, he has entities around him, okay? So I told her, either he goes to a healer and he heals himself, or you guys, like, you have to stop sleeping with him so the paranormal stuff goes. Obviously, they didn't have really a serious relationship. They're just hooking up. So she decided to stop sleeping with him. When she did, she also stopped having sleep paralysis, and she stopped like having weird stuff going on in her room. This is why I exactly say that it's so important to watch out who you sleep with, and don't just sleep with lots of random people, because how can you get closer to someone than literally sleep with them? How? There is no other way for a human to get closer to someone than to physically, literally be inside of each other, right? So whatever that person has, traumas, entities, all these things, you will take onto you. And whatever you have, they also take onto them. Now imagine that person sleeps with a lot of people. That is a lot of things for you to take on. So you will not feel good afterward. If you also look at women and men that sleep with lots of people, they're always depressed. This is because there is too much of an energy exchange with too many people. So be very careful of this. Don't listen to these people that are saying, oh yeah, it's good to just sleep around, whatever. It's not good. Like, I don't even care about reputation wise. Think about your soul and think about your energy. You are sacred. Your body is sacred. Don't just share this with anyone. Another thing is, don't allow random people into your house. Again, your house is a sacred place. It's where you sleep. It's where you spend a lot of private time. Random people should not be coming over into your house. You don't know what people are carrying with them, okay? When they come, whatever is around them might stay in your place, and then you will start to experience things that you don't like. I have just experienced this, yeah, and I've literally had to cleanse my house. So it's not a joke. Your house is a sacred place. Do not just allow random people. Another thing is, do not spend your energy on trying to fix or change someone. Listen, I have done this for so many years. I tried someone close to me, I tried to fix them, I tried to change them, put my energy into them. Didn't work. I had sleepless nights. I'm not someone that will give up on someone that I love. I will not do it. I refuse. Like, I just will help, I'll try to help. Until I came to a point, I'm like, you know what, Liz? You are wasting so much of your own energy. You are stressing so much over this that it's better for you to let this completely go. And I stood back and I said, you know what? If you want to change, you're going to change, but I cannot make you change. I cannot fix you. And it's not my responsibility to fix you. And when I stood back, this person started to change themselves. Because they literally started to realize, like, you know what? Maybe Liz is right and I need to fix my behavior. Only when I stood back and I said, do whatever you want. I'm done. See, you can bend over backwards. You can do backflips. You can go stand on your hands. But if someone does not want to change, they will not change. Not for you, not for their mother, not for their father. No one. A person has to want to change themselves. And you putting your energy, your sacred energy into that person, pouring and pouring and bleeding with them, and they don't change, then it's time to say, okay, I back off. It's on you now. That is your issue now. And sometimes they also go through these things that you feel like, oh my God, they shouldn't be going through that. Like, you deserve so much better. But maybe it's their life lesson. Maybe it's their mission in life. Maybe that's something that they need to learn. Maybe it's a karma they have. And you're coming in between that. And that's why it's not working. You cannot intervene then. You have to just step back and be like, okay, you know what? That's on you. That's your lesson to learn. And when you learned it, when you came to that acknowledgement, then let's see how we take it from there. Same way how men and women like try to change their partner. They think they can fix them. You cannot fix anyone. You cannot make them change. You cannot whatever. When a person decides, you know what, I want to change, whether it is for someone else or just for themselves, that's when they will change. But they have to make that decision. When even people tell me like, Liz, you changed my life. No, you changed your life. I just make the content and you decide whatever you do with this. You can watch my content and say, I hate this girl. I hate her, you know? Or you can watch it and say, you know what? Some things I don't agree with, but some things she's right and I need to work on. Let me do that. That's it. And then you decided for yourself that you were gonna change. I was just a tool that you used, but it was your decision and I'm proud of you. Another thing is, do not engage in unnecessary fights with people in order to protect your energy. Like for me, for example, I constantly get like comments or like DMs about my appearance, about my lips, about blah, blah, blah. And if I want to, I can respond to that person and I can fight with them all day. I can sit there fighting. But why would I do that? Why? Why would I give my sacred energy to that person so they can feed off of me, you know? And I can literally take their energy and make myself feel bad because I'm going to go to sleep feeling bad. I'm going to be like, Liz, why did you answer? Liz, why did you fight? Liz, it was not worth it. I'm going to be overthinking these things. Why? You know? No. Let them keep their shitty energy for themselves. Like, these people have to go to bed with themselves. That is already sad enough. Like, imagine you have such you're such like a dark person that you feel like you want to put other people down or make them feel bad about themselves, I feel bad for you. Because at night, you sleep with that heart. Like, I feel bad for you, and I wish you healing and blessings. Another thing is salt baths and cleansing shower. So when you're showering after a long day and stuff, it's very important to shower and you visualize the water coming off you and taking off the, let's say you visualize in your head taking off dark energy of you. So like darkness is coming off with the water. I visualize that. And that you also have to like visualize like light coming out of the waters and pouring onto you, you know? And you can say like, this water is cleansing me. I'm being cleansed from anything that's not serving my highest good. And like that, you cleanse yourself. Another thing is salt bath. Salt is very good to cleanse your energy. So you can just lay in it and it removes negative energy. Another thing is cleansing in the ocean. So you go into the ocean, you just swim, whatever. That water also takes away lots of negative energy. You guys have to start using nature more in order to cleanse yourself, ground yourself again. Even walking with your bare feet in the ground, like in grass, in sand, whatever, walking and grounding yourself, feeling the ground underneath your feet is very good, especially if you struggle with anxiety or panic attacks. For you to feel something underneath your ground, underneath your bare feet, will ground you and make you realize, hey, we're still on earth, like we're still here. And another thing is cover a mirror that is facing your bed. When you are sleeping at night, a mirror can be a portal for whatever to come in and out, okay? Most of the time, people that don't cover their mirror when they're sleeping, they will have sleep paralysis and nightmares. I also had that, and I covered my mirror and I was facing my bed, and ever since I did that, I do not have any sleep paralysis or nightmares anymore. So really, if you have trouble sleeping, try to cover your mirror. This guy wants his belly rubs. So I just think it's very important that we know a lot about the soul. I think it's very important that we understand more about ourselves on a spiritual level, because at the end of the day, everything is our soul and things do affect our soul, even though we think like, oh, whatever, it's not real, we can't see it, whatever. No, these things are very real. Life is much more deeper than we understand. And the more you get to know about it, the more you also understand how powerful you are and that you do control a lot of things, almost like everything. I want to talk more about like spiritual things and also like my healings that I've done, soul healings, things literally that were like a miracle. But I just need, I hope this video reaches people that are like open to the subject and like understand life in a deeper level, you know, so I can start making content like that, because I think that will be one of the biggest things what I can help people with. So yeah, I hope you enjoyed this video, guys. I love you guys so much and I appreciate you guys so much, and may God bless you to the fullest extent with everything that your heart desires. I love you guys so much. Bye-bye.